Welcome, everyone, to the interview. This is Sabrina, and I will be your host for this captivating interview with Peter Ragnar. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll have the privilege of learning the insider secrets of how this amazing art of Qigong works and how it can help us have a more rich and healthier life. The ancient mind-body practice is quickly becoming the hottest trend in stress relief, healing, supercharging your health, and giving you the highest levels of energy possible. So let me begin by giving you a short introduction to who Peter Ragnar is. Well, first of all, Peter is a wonderful teacher. He is someone who truly walks the talk. You're about to meet just a very, very special human being, someone who dares to be real with you. And I'd like to take just a few moments to tell you about some of his accomplishments, as I think they're very relevant to the information he's going to be sharing with you today. Peter has written 28 books on life enhancement and the longevity art. One of his most acclaimed books is titled, How Long Do You Choose to Live? The Question of a Lifetime. Peter is a modern-day shaman and what you might call a natural life scientist. For close to 30 years, Peter has lived on top the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, where he's been training in his mind-body-spirit discipline every day, without missing a single day. And he's a pre-baby boomer, but you'd never know it by looking at him or speaking with him. And that has a lot to do with the fact that Peter, he simply does not believe in age, at least in the common sense of the word. And that mindset of not believing in age has a lot to do with why Peter, a pre-baby boomer, is in the best shape of his life. For decades, Peter has been training in an ancient Taoist energy practice called Qigong, and Qigong is the main topic of this interview. He'll be joining us and sharing about this incredible practice and how it can be used to attain the highest level of personal energy and inner peace. You are in for a real treat. Peter, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, I really appreciate that very complimentary introduction.
Absolutely, Peter. It is so great to have you here. Today, we are diving into a topic that is hot on many people's radar, and they're hearing a lot about it. But today, they're going to hear about it from an expert, someone who lives it. Now, we're talking about Qi and the powerful practice of Qigong. So, Peter, why don't we start out by just explaining what exactly is Qi?
Okay, I'm sure everyone has heard that term, and it's actually spelled several different ways, but it's pronounced just like you pronounced it. What is Qi? Okay, Qi generally is recognized as electromagnetic energy, but more specifically, it's not only just electromagnetic energy, it's the subatomic component of that. In other words, what we're referring to is life force. It is that mysterious essence that keeps us alive, that animates us, that allows us to do things, allows us to think, allows us to come up with creative new ideas, allows us to enjoy prosperity and good health. And the ancients have identified this more than 5,000 years ago. And now today, in the face of modern science and new equipment and technology, we've been able to identify it somewhat as a component of bioelectric magnetic energy.
Wonderful. This is a fascinating topic. Now, there are a lot of different words people use when they're talking about energy. I've heard people use spirit, life force, prana, chi, ki, but there's another word for energy that people aren't that aware of, and that word is jing. Would you explain a little bit about jing, and how is that different from chi?
Okay, you know, that's a good question, and especially for people who are familiar with, somewhat familiar with the term chi. Chi, going back to that just for a moment, is in the Chinese letter for that, is steam coming off of rice cooking. So if you can imagine a pot of rice cooking, and there's water in there, and the water is producing steam. Well, Jing is actually the water that, once it becomes heated, gives off this steam. And so what that indicates is that the qi is a little bit more elusive than the jing. Another way to look at jing is this is the battery that we come into this life with. So imagine that when we're born with a battery that's charged up. Now, obviously, some people's batteries are charged a little stronger than other people's. The question that has always come to the minds of the ancient sages was, okay, how can we recharge or bolster this original battery that we have gotten from our parents? And that has basically ended up becoming the practice that is called Qigong. What Qigong does is it finds ways, exercises which are both external and internal, and actually mostly internal, of ways of charging up the energy we call Jing. Now, Jing is believed to be stored in our kidneys, and that kidney complex takes in your adrenals and your gonads and the genital organs. And there's a lot to be said for that, especially from the new findings in modern science.
This is such great information, Peter. You're such a wealth of knowledge, and it's obvious that this has really been a passion of yours for many, many years. And it's not every day that you get to have a conversation about how we can cultivate so much energy naturally. Can you explain how this energy force, qi, circulates through the body? How does it actually move around?
It's very much like the question people ask, what is electricity? Well, we have no idea what electricity is. We do know what it does. We know how it flows, and we know how we can put resistors on electric lines to block it or slow its movement. Well, in many ways, qi is just like this. Qi circulates like electricity throughout the physical body. And what it does, it has to find electrically conductive tissue to flow through. Now, some of the most electrically conductive tissue in the entire body are found in the bone marrow and in the brain. Also, there are other circuits or streams or rivers through the body that this qi circulates through. But primarily, to understand it, it's a very elusive energy that is mapped, can be measured, and it moves throughout the physical body through various channels that are considered electrically conductive tissue.
You said something very interesting about energy getting blocked. So does Qigong help with that? Does it help clear the blockages? And if so, how? And what would that look like? I mean, from acupressure, a lot of us have heard of meridians, which are energy channels. Does it unblock the meridians?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that you asked that question. First of all, the purpose of Qigong is to open up the electromagnetic blockages between the muscles and the skin so qi can flow through the skin's surface. Now, what these blockages are, again, using our analogy of an electrical wire, on a wire, if you put a carbon resistor on the wire, when the electricity comes to that point in the wire, it slows it down, and there's a lot of pressure or a lot of voltage. It steps the voltage down so it doesn't get too hot. So, that's the purpose of it, basically, in very simple terms, when we're looking at electricity. Well, somewhat in the physical body, the same thing takes place. There are certain areas of the body which have been identified as acupressure points or acupuncture points that oftentimes build up a type of crystallized sediment that basically acts in the very same way as it does on an electrical line. It slows down the flow of qi. Now, when this happens, it causes damages. It starts to stagnate the qi. And whenever that energy becomes stagnated, depending upon which channel it's flowing through, the organs that are associated with those channels then in turn start having problems for unknown reasons, mysterious reasons that medical science just can't seem to figure out. Well, why is this person's liver giving them problems? The West is just figuring out the connections that the East has known for thousands of years, but that hopefully people will start to look more toward this scientifically sound practice of Qigong, because as the electromagnetic blockages are dispelled and broken up, what you see is the energy coming to the surface of the skin. Your skin starts to glow. You give off a light, which is called an aura. You'll notice this also in your nails. Your nails become clear of blemishes. Your eyes become brighter. Your hair becomes more lustrous. You have glowing, wrinkle-free skin. Your flexibility improves. I mean, all of these things start taking place when you take the resistors off the wires of the human body.
Just on the surface, hearing things like chi and bioelectrical energy, this doesn't seem very tangible to the Western mind. It's really difficult to grasp concepts like that. But Peter, you've brought up several times scientific evidence, and I really love that about you and your work. What is some of the scientific evidence that supports the practice of Qigong?
Over at the Qigong Institute in Menlo Park, California, a number of years ago, I read that they had accumulated at least 1,600 scientific papers in support of the healing benefits of Qigong. Let's look at it from this standpoint. Qigong is basically a gentle movement that takes place in deep meditation, which creates what I like to call a medicinal cocktail. It does that by the same process that psychoneuroimmunology works, that your mind being directed and focused to certain parts and certain energies really affect the organs and the glandular system. So in a sense, Qigong is a hypometabolic state that you enter into when you have been instructed properly. You know, you're not asleep and you're not awake. You're in this very, very magical place. Now, what happens when people meditate? This is a gentle movement, but it becomes a very deep meditation, actually so deep that it astounds people after they come out of it. This is why they're so rejuvenated and refreshed from it.
Wow, it sounds so relaxing. I've heard Qigong also helps people sleep better. How exactly does it help with sleep?
Okay, you know, that's a good question. As an example, when you sleep, your oxygen consumption drops about 8%. Now, what's interesting is that when you're doing Qigong, oxygen consumption drops from 10 to 20%. There's also a decrease in blood lactate. Now, what blood lactate does is that it's secreted by the muscles, and when you have a large amount of it, it leads to anxiety or depression. And so whenever you get in this particular state that Qigong induces, you start decreasing this chemical. And a significant decrease is found as quickly as just 10 minutes. There was something else, too. I read a study not too long ago from the University of Massachusetts Medical Center, where they found that people who meditated or got into these meditative states produce melatonin, far more melatonin than the average person does. What's the benefit of that? Well, it helps you get a really, really sound rejuvenating sleep, whereas if you're at all deficient in melatonin, you're not going to sleep at night. You're going to toss and turn. You're going to have uncomfortable dreams. And that is one of the things that Tristan Trescott and myself designed into this particular system of Qigong. It's called Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong. In the evening, there are particular exercises that increase the production of melatonin and allow for a much sounder sleep. But going back to the state of being that you experience when you're doing this Qigong, something else that takes place, you have a decline in cortisol production. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone that if you have a lot of cortisol pumping through your system, you're going to have less growth hormone being produced, which basically your body is going to get, the bottom line is your body is going to be aging. But when you decrease the cortisol production by doing meditation exercises like Qigong, you're going to also have a higher level of DHEA, which is a chemical, a hormone associated with youthfulness. A good example of this, too, is that men who have practiced this have been found, and these are men over 45 years of age, were found to have 23% more DHEA in their system than men who did not practice. And women had 47% more than women who didn't practice. Another thing that is so associated with the myth and the stories that we hear from the Far East about meditators who live incredible lengths of time, and we think, okay, you know, maybe that's just stories, maybe that's just fables. We love these stories. Is there any scientific evidence behind that? Well, there's an abundant amount. They've done studies recently that for people who have been doing Qigong and other meditative type practices for more than 5 years, their biological age is 12 years younger than someone who doesn't do that. And, of course, meditators or Qigong practitioners had 80% less heart disease and 50% less cancer.
Peter, you look amazing. Your muscle tone, your super strength, your memory, your energy levels, your levels of peace and serenity, all of this from integrating the powerful practice of Qigong. How long have you been practicing Qigong?
I've been using these types of practices for 60 years. I do my Qigong morning and evening every single day. And, you know, you wonder, okay, well, does this work? Does it really work? Well, recently, my wife and I both were, I guess you could say, guinea pigs in a scientific study. And what the scientific study was about was taking blood, and wow, they took, I think, 8 vials of blood and a bunch of stuff. And they ran tests and on all the organs and specifically on the telomeres. Telomeres are in the DNA at the end of the chromosome. There is like a little cap down there that shortens every time a cell replicates. And what they have found is that they can determine your actual biological age by the length of the telomeres. And, of course, that requires blood tests for them to analyze it, come up with vigor. Both my wife and I, according to the blood tests, and this blew their mind, were half of our chronological age. How on earth can that happen? I mean, you want to rejuvenate yourself? This is hardcore science.
Now that is amazing, Peter, because the latest research shows that measuring telomeres is the most accurate biological clock that we have, and that every time our cells replicate, a little bit of that telomere gets clipped off, and when that process happens, your genes express themselves differently. Essentially, your body starts printing out an older copy of you, but it sounds like your Qigong practice allows you to print out a younger version of yourself, which would allow us to print out a younger version of ourselves. Would that be an accurate statement?
Oh, I love that. The way you express that is so perfect, because that's exactly what starts happening. You think of the analogy of the cake pan. You get a dent in the cake pan. Every time Mama fixes a cake, that cake comes out with a dent in it. Well, it's pretty much like cell structure. It replicates, and it replicates its mold. And so if we have ailments, every time the new cells are produced, they're giving that genetic information for that same ailment to stay. But if you reverse that and you push the dent out of it, then you get the reverse of that. You actually start becoming younger. You start looking younger. You start acting younger. You feel that you have so much dynamic energy that you can't contain yourself. And, you know, it's wild because we're just now beginning to understand something that was so brilliantly understood thousands of years ago. I could just go on and on about this. There's just so much to say about it. It's going back to this ancient practice.
Earlier, you brought up another point that's just really stuck with me and jumped out at me when you mentioned cortisol and stress hormones. I mean, we're all passionate about mind, body health, and vitality and ways of lowering our stress and harmful stress hormones, because we know the negative effects of stress will ultimately trump all the healthy eating and all the exercise. So, in your opinion, why is it so important for us to really address the stress?
It is very important to understand that, because look at the people that are so stressed out. That is the reason we see all of these energy drinks being so popular. The poor horse is tired. You know, it can just barely pull the wagon, and we're beating it, whipping it, hoping that it'll move a little bit before it lays down and just dies on us. And that is, you know, so many different things come into that: stressful lifestyle, anxiety, worries, pushing ourselves too hard. But what happens with stress? When we release all of these stress hormones into the blood, we inhibit human growth hormone, as an example, which is the umbrella under which all these other hormones operate. And the body basically, its reaction to that is that it just begins to age. Stress inhibits the utilization of blood sugar by the brain's memory center, the hippocampus. So whenever we're stressed out and we have these stress hormones in the blood, we don't remember. Our memory is stunted. A classic example of this is when we're children and we're called up on stage to do a recital, and we've practiced so hard, we know this poem or whatever it is that we're going to say by heart. I mean, we've done it 100 times. And we get up on stage, we look at the audience, and we feel stressed, and all of a sudden we can't remember. We can't remember our lines. Well, that's because the blood sugar inhibits the brain's memory center, and it's the stress hormones that are responsible for that. They also interfere with the function of the brain's neurotransmitters. In other words, that means when the communication lines in our body shut down, the brain cells can't communicate with each other any longer, and of course, there goes the memory, there goes the thinking. And one other thing that cortisol in particular does is that it causes excessive amounts of calcium to build up in the brain cells. When that starts happening, the brain cells produce free radicals, and in time, the free radicals kill the brain cells. And this has all been suspected now with ailments like Alzheimer's disease and senility and other things. You know, so we don't have to lose our mental abilities, our sharpness, our acuity as we get older. I mean, we can make it sharper, but you've got to do something about it.
All of your information is amazing, but what is so impressive is the way you live this. I mean, you really do. You totally walk the talk. You're a senior citizen and in the best shape of your life. I mean, a few minutes ago, you mentioned some fascinating statistics about DHEA, the rejuvenation hormone that helps to balance all the other hormones, particularly testosterone and estrogen. And you said that Qigong creates a 23% increase in DHEA in men and a 47% increase in women who practice Qigong. That is totally amazing, because DHEA is what keeps you youthful and strong and helps you sleep. How can something as simple as Qigong be so effective?
The misconception is people see you doing Qigong and they say, "What's that? Anybody can learn these movements." Well, yes, anybody can learn the movements, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. The biggest part of Qigong is what is not seen. Now, it's moving the body in a particular way where it becomes a moving meditation. And certain postures, just like certain postures in yoga, stimulate certain glands and organs. Well, they figured this out a long time ago, that certain ways of moving stimulated the chi flow through the meridians of the body. And that became very, very exciting, because as the chi flows through these meridians unimpeded, it rejuvenates the organ system of the body. The glands and organs are all rejuvenated. And that is what's so fascinating to me. The other thing is that if you want to know how much life you have left, this is a dynamic statement. If you want to know how much life you actually have, you can literally feel it between your hands, between the palms of your hands. Once you start making what we call the chi ball, it's like you have an invisible accordion between your hands and you're playing it. Very slowly, though, you start to feel this electromagnetism. And the minute you notice it, it gets stronger. The more you notice that it's become stronger, it gets even stronger. And pretty soon, it is as if you're holding a steel ball between your hands. Now, when your chi is that strong, that is a good way of measuring your life force. It's your life force barometer. The stronger you get that electromagnetic flow between your hands, the more life you have in your physical body, the longer you're going to live, barring an accident of some sort.
Now, you've been living a very natural lifestyle for a long, long time. You built a beautiful home in the Smoky Mountains, on top of the Smoky Mountains, where you've practiced Qigong daily in nature for 29 years. You've lived the life of a sage. Tell us, Peter, what happens when you practice Qigong so consistently in nature?
What happens is that you become more and more in tune with the vibrations of the earth, and therefore you become like animals that are so instinctive that they know when the weather is changing. They know when a predator is in the forest. They know when an earthquake is going to take place. Well, you start becoming just like that. Now, how can that happen? Well, what happens is that Qigong aligns us with the Earth's natural frequency. The Earth's natural frequency, by the way, is 7.8 hertz. Animals, since they don't think about it, are naturally aligned with that frequency, provided they're not in a zone with electromagnetic pollution, you know, or high power tension lines, things like that, that distort the signals. Now, when we do Qigong, we align with that same Earth frequency. Some time ago, a number of years back, a researcher, a couple of doctors, one in the United States and one in Japan, John Zimmerman was one, who took a device called a superconducting quantum interference device. Well, now, that's a mouthful. And what he did with this was that he studied people who were known to be healers, and he wanted to find out what kind of frequency they were emitting from their hands. And guess what? What he discovered was that the healer's frequency was between 7 and 8 hertz. Now, remember, I just said that the Earth's frequency, its natural frequency, is 7.8 hertz. So, in other words, these healers naturally found a way to tune into the Earth's natural frequency, which is completely healing. That's why when we go back to nature in our lifestyle, we're immediately healed. Now, in Japan, Dr. Sito used a magnetometer to get these same kinds of readings. And he got the same results when he studied Qigong healers and others. When the alpha brainwave frequencies match the Earth's natural frequency, you're in a place where you're not only self-healing, your aura, your energy matrix around your body, whoever comes in physical contact with you receives a healing also. You become just like a beacon of light, and you're emitting solar photons, which are the smallest particles of light that can be measured. And it's going out. Now, some people will be able to see this with their physical eyes. If you're very sensitive to it, you can. But we see it in an individual when we say, that person, wow, that looks like that person's got a light around them. They're bright. we all know the opposite too when we meet people that just seem to be dark. And it's all an invisible or very, very subtle light that surrounds the human body.
You mentioned how Qigong stimulates the body and gives you so much energy and really supercharges your day. And I feel it makes me much more focused, clear, and productive. But then you also shared with us about how Qigong relaxes the body and increases the production of melatonin, which helps us to sleep better at night. What I'm wondering is, are there two different practices? Is there one for the morning and one for the evening?
Right. That's the beauty of the program that Tristan Trescott and myself put together, is that we realize, according to the ancient Chinese teaching, the ancient Qigong masters understood that there were different hours of the day in which different organs were more active and more triggered. As an example, at 5 o'clock in the morning, your lungs are very, very open and easily influenced. And especially when you're doing a program like we've designed and you're doing a breathing technique, which we call a microcosmic orbit, which is part of this program, you start filling your body with energy. And in the early morning hours, then the large intestine, then that becomes activated. Your stomach becomes activated, which makes the pylorus valve in the stomach more susceptible to opening and moving food through the system, and then the spleen starts to kick in. And interesting example, anybody who's coughing up phlegm or has a bloody stool or has noticed a weakness in their muscles, which, by the way, you can see in their lips by looking at their lips, you know that they're retaining fluids, and that's when the ancient masters understood that the spleen needed to be worked. And by the way, the spleen has to do with taste also, which is good in first thing in the morning. In the evening, the same thing. We have various other organs that match the evening time. So we've designed the program to stimulate these organs so you have such a sound, restful sleep. It's very, very unique. A lot of work went into this. As Tristan loves to tell his audiences, that between the two of us, we have 90 years of combined experience in martial arts and healing and Qigong. When two people like that put their heads together and start exchanging ideas and insights, it's almost like you have a third person right there with you saying, hey guys, did you ever look at it this way? And when we came on to these discoveries, we were blown away. We said, wow, wait a minute. Hey, Tristan, jump up. Let's try this. Let's see what this does. And we spent some time up in the mountains of New Mexico, up beyond Santa Fe, putting this program together and doing Qigong up on the high mountains and then filming it. And then we did a lot of the program down in Austin, Texas. But we put a year into putting this program together before we felt that it was even available where we wanted to release it.
Wow, such dedication and hard work and energetic enthusiasm going into a course like that is so important. But here's the thing I know that comes up in my mind and probably comes up in a lot of people's mind, something so powerful and something that can add so much to our lives and add years to our lives and life to our years, literally, it sounds like this is going to be incredibly time-consuming, and we're all so busy with work and our family. But Peter, your practice is only 10 minutes. Is that true, and how is that possible?
It blows people's minds. Many, many years ago, I was written up in some very popular books, and when people read that my practice was 10 minutes, and I've been used to hearing people doing it for hours on end, and I said, you know, it's not quantity, it's quality. It's knowing where to hit. It's knowing where the target is. It's like a recipe. If you know the recipe, you can quickly put it together because one thing plugs into something else. And that, I think, is the uniqueness of this, that can you afford 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening to get results like this? Do you think it would be worth your try to do it, to give it a test? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, I am definitely on board, and I love the six-step energy blueprint that you and Tristan created. Tell us more about the energy blueprint discovery and just what is it all about?
Yeah, this blueprint is really the recipe. It's giving you the various ingredients. In the morning, we start to awaken the chi. Then we build the chi. We start storing the chi in the body, so you're energized for the entire day. I mean, you're really, you know, a lot of people don't even want to eat. They're so vitalized. But now, later, at the end of the day, after they've expended a lot of energy, it's time to gear down, to relax the chi, to start a calming process, and then to set the body in a mode where it's like auto-suggestion, that once you go to sleep, you'll be replenishing the chi all night long. And what happens there is that your body starts releasing more human growth hormone, it starts releasing more melatonin, and a lot of these neural chemicals and other hormones are being released, and it's just building and improving your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. Emotionally, you wake up in a totally different mindset. You know, I really hope I've done justice in explaining this amazing Qigong program. I mean, it's just incredible because, like this whole program that you've been so gracious in allowing me to be on, it's supported by benefits that are just mind-numbing. I mean, the mental, the physical, the emotional transformations, and these are some of the things that the people who have been doing this program have blown my mind. I mean, I've seen people with crippling back injuries, a man who was diagnosed with MS, becoming a black belt, who literally fly in the air and do side kicks on a heavy bag, plus the fact that we even talked about a hardcore blood test revealing an amazing reversal of biological age, all of this with Qigong. And recently, about a month ago, I spoke to an audience of 3,000 people. It was at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And I just briefly mentioned the Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong course. I mean, I wasn't there to plug the course. Within 15 minutes, every course we had was gone. I mean, it was gone. I don't know what it was. It was just like magic. And so I would just say to the listeners, if they're listening to this now, I hope they can appreciate how time-sensitive this material can be. And we have some offers, too, that we would love to share, you know, if you would give me a moment to tell them what they are.
Yes, definitely, Peter. Please do.
Well, the first thing, I got to admit, this is sort of mischievous. It's like me throwing gasoline on the fire. what we want to do, Tristan and I said, okay, Peter, if you get up on the program and you talk to our friends out there, let's give them $100 off the regular price. Now, I hope that sounds like something that might be of interest. But wait a minute. How about if we throw in $500 in bonuses if you act right now? The only question I would have is, you know, when might be a good time to get on board with us? I mean, this is a month of training with us, and we'll take you hand in hand through this course, answer your questions, and unlike anything else, we'll be there for you. So there's my big sales presentation.
Peter, you come from such a place of integrity, and you are so genuine. The value of what you and Tristan are offering is 1,000 times over what the small investment will be. Getting to learn from two experts, $100 off, coaching. Thank you for your generosity to our listeners. The information and strategies that you're sharing lets us get the maximum results by pushing the right button. It's not about time. It's about knowing exactly what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. It's about quality. And also the gifts, the $500 in bonuses, totally awesome. From top to bottom, this is just great stuff. And I want to thank you, Peter, from the bottom of my heart. I really hope people take advantage of this. This is a key in our world today where we are surrounded by stress and living in a stressful environment. To have a very powerful practice, to be the strongest and most radiant versions of ourselves, not just to impact our own lives and our own health, but to impact the lives of our friends, family, and community. So to get your hands on this amazing energy boosting healing program, plus all the bonuses, the support, the course guide, the workbook, the transcript, and let me mention two more important things. You are going to get immediate access to quick start videos while your 8 DVD disc box set is being shipped to your front door. And the second thing is there's a no question asked 100% money back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. Go for it. Good morning, good evening, Qigong. And Peter, wow, thank you so much again for sharing your wisdom with us. You are incredible and amazing, and thank you for your generosity.
Thank you so much.